The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
But first this morning, the US and four European countries are back on the mandatory quarantine list after a cabinet meeting last night. The list will be expanded from Thursday, although the inclusion of the US and Canada will depend on capacity in the system. We're joined on the line by Ruth Andrews, Chief Executive of the Incoming Tour Operators Association. Ruth, you're very welcome. I don't think it's a huge surprise that we have made the move towards mandatory quarantine, but it's interesting at a time when vaccination programs are progressing in a lot of countries that they're basically on the list and nobody can come.
Good morning, Richard. It is indeed very disappointing, and it is a huge concern, particularly in terms of the reputational damage that this will do to our core tourism markets, which include North America, Canada and the United States, as well as those core continental European markets. And I suppose what's disappointing about it is, and understandable to some extent in terms of the abundance of caution that the government need to put in place for public health consideration, but there's no exit strategy. There's no information in terms of what we can actually communicate to our international partners and customers in those markets as to when we will be able to welcome them back into the country.
Well, one of the great hopes, I suppose, for your industry and for getting tourism and so forth back is the idea, perhaps, of a vaccine passport that people, you know, would not face the same level of restrictions if they have been vaccinated. And I see, for example, in the US, they've vaccinated 104 million Americans in 100 days and 59 million are now fully vaccinated. In theory, they might be people who might be in a position to come to Ireland having been fully vaccinated. But the concern is about variants, isn't it?
And of course.
That's a real blow if perhaps vaccinations aren't effective against some of these new variants.
Listen, it is a blow. And obviously the concern and the underlying concern in all of this is those variants and those strains that obviously we don't wish to import into this country. But at the same time, when we're actually looking at countries that are so far ahead and will be completely vaccinated. If you look at the United States, as you know, the aim there is that the entire adult population will be vaccinated by the end of May. So we're not suggesting that we need to let Americans in the short term. But what we do need to know is what should we be communicating to these customers who have pent up demand to travel and who are interested in Ireland and are phoning us every day and interested in making bookings.
Are they going to go somewhere, Ruth?
Well, they will go to markets that are opened up. I mean, we've seen as recently in the last few weeks, Iceland has opened up to vaccinated customers. And I can tell you from talking to our own members in the ITOA and our American colleagues, the demand for Iceland has literally shot through the roof in the last 2 weeks. People are making bookings. They're filling programs for the rest of the summer. So it is about the messaging and giving clear messaging. But when you introduce such restrictive travel regimes as quarantine hotels, it sends out a message now at a very vital time when people are thinking about travelling because they know they will be vaccinated. It's sending a message to say that Ireland is closed.